30, an impressive selection of chins, and now they wobbled with angry pride. It is wrong to judge by appearances. Despite his expression, which was that of a piglet having a bright idea, and his mode of speech, which might put you in mind of a small, breathless, neurotic but ridiculously expensive dog, Mr. Horsefry might well have been a kind, generous, and pious man. In the same way, the man climbing out of your window in a stripy jumper, a mask, and a great hurry might merely be lost on the way to a fancy dress party, and the man in the wig and the robes at the focus of a courtroom might only be a transvestite who wandered in out of the rain. Snap judgments can be so unfair. "I do have a number of other tones," said Lord Vetinari calmly. Mr. Horsefry looked around at his colleagues, who were somehow suddenly on the distant horizon.
"I just wanted to make it clear that we've done nothing wrong," he muttered. "That's all. There is a code of conduct."
"I'm sure I've not suggested that you have done anything wrong," said Lord Vetinari. "However, I shall make a note of what you tell me." He pulled a sheet of paper towards him and wrote, in a careful copperplate hand, "Code of Conduct." The shifting of the paper exposed a file marked Embezzlement. The title was, of course, upside down to the rest of the group, and, since presumably it was not intended to be read by them, they read it. Horsefry even twisted his head for a better view. "However," Vetinari went on, "since the question of wrongdoing has been raised by Mr. Horsefry," and he gave the young man a brief smile, "I'm sure you are aware of talk suggesting a conspiracy amongst yourselves to keep rates high and competition non-existent." The sentence came out fast and smooth like a snake's tongue, and the swift flick on the end of it was, "and indeed some rumours about the death of young Mr. Dearhart last month." A stir among the semicircle of men said that the shoe had been dropped. It wasn't a welcome shoe, but it was a shoe they had been expecting, and it had just gone thud.
"And actionable falsehood," said Slant.
"On the contrary, Mr. Slant," said Vetinari. "Merely mentioning to you the existence of a rumour is not actionable, as I'm sure you are aware."
"There is no proof that we had anything to do with the boy's murder," snapped Horsefry.
"Ah, so you too have heard people saying he was murdered," said Vetinari, his eyes on Reacher Gilt's face. "These rumours just fly around, don't they?"
"My lord, people talk," said Slant wearily. "But the facts are that Mr. Dearhart was alone in the tower. No one else went up or down. His safety line was apparently not clipped to anything. It was an accident such as happens often. Yes, we know people say his fingers were broken, but with a fall of that distance, hitting the tower on the way, can that really be surprising? Alas! The Grand Trunk Company is not popular at the moment, and so these scurrilous and baseless accusations are made. As Mr. Horsefry pointed out, there is no evidence whatsoever that what happened was anything more than a tragic accident. And, if I may speak frankly, what exactly is the purpose of calling us here? My clients are busy men."
Vetinari leaned back and placed his fingers together. "Let us consider a situation in which some keen and highly inventive men devise a remarkable system of communication," he said. "What they have is a kind of passionate ingenuity in large amounts. What they don't have is money. They are not used to money. So they meet some people who introduce them to other people, friendly people, who for, a 40% stake in the enterprise give them the much-needed cash and very important, much fatherly advice and an introduction to a really good firm of accountants. And so they proceed. And soon money is coming in and money is going out, but somehow they learn they're not quite as financially stable as they think and really do need more money. Well, this is all fine, because it's clear to all that the basic enterprise is going to be a money tree one day. And does it matter if they sign over another 15%? It's just money. It's not important in the way that shutter mechanisms are, is it? And then they find out that, yes, it is. It is everything. Suddenly, the world's turned upside